to their life that they have no idea. They don't know them. They don't see them. They don't hear them, but they hear everything you do. And that's what I try to tell people. Like I do a talk on IoT security, and I talk about security cameras and the different devices and how they're used against you. And people are so shocked. And I'm thinking, why else would they give you this high tech? Why else would they connect you to the rest of the world? You know, and it's just common sense, man. So like disclosing some of the stuff and you know, dealing with big tech, what are your fears? I mean, I know from my point of view that once you get on somebody's radar, it's hard to get off, and they make things very, very difficult and very stressful. How have you dealt with that?
Yeah, it's been tough. I gotta be straight with you. You know, I was talking to Alberto Daniel Hill, who's become just such a good friend, honestly, like family to me now. You know, literally like guiding me through this process. Like this is the life that I've chosen because of where I am in my life. Like, you know, my ethos, the way that I see the world now. Here's what's going to happen next, basically. It's like on point. So at first you're going to be dismissed, right? And you're going to be called a liar. You're going to be called a fraud, right? And then you comes the death threats. And so, yes, that's true. Comes the death threats. And then after that, it's going to be like, well, they're going to try to reverse it on you.
Like
you're
just criminal,
you know, right? Exactly. Which exactly what happened. And it's exactly what it was just sequential. And that was just, it's crazy because it happened to him, right? Like the craziest thing that one piece that happened to him, and he's a Darknet Diaries episode 25, right?
Yeah.
They like his government thought that Bitcoin was an actual coin. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy, but no, so dealing with it was tough. I've had a lot of support, really great support. I can't even describe how thankful I am, because yeah, the death threats are real, you know. You know, choosing, like you and I had talked about before, right? Previously, like last week, even, this is a different life, you know, like hacktivism. People think it's anonymous, right? Like you're wearing a mask. Like anonymous is a mindset, right? Of not being held down, like, you know, like not being oppressed. That's anonymous. So anybody can be anonymous, right? But now, that's different, right? But anonymous truly is that mindset. But now I say this because it seems like it's like, if you choose this, is like a glamorous, you know, like it's super glamorous, like you're a hacker, right? Not many people choose this path of like full public disclosure like this,
right?
But I felt like I had no other choice, because of the things that I'm disclosing and how vulnerable we are, the state of our security, our data privacy, everything. You know, I work with several human rights groups, and you know, try to teach different efficacies and forensics and extractions and stuff. But as far as the hacktivism goes, as far as hacking and then disclosing, you know, and trying to, you know, stay ethical about it, like blacking out names of people, disclose their information, and try and doing this, you know, of course, it's tough. You do get that pushback, and there's, I honestly, like, it was tough for me and my wife, because there is, well, what do we do? I mean, there's people like every